If you've ever hunted, fished, or recreated on public lands, then you will appreciate Field & Stream's February-March edition, which celebrates America's icons. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight, with Editor-in-Chief of Field & Stream, Colin Kearns.
American icons, this is a special issue for us. So every story in the issue, or at least the big feature stories in the issue, all connect to the good old US of A, if you will. We've got a gorgeous cover story that's almost 30 pages, which is all about public lands and public waters, where we sent five of our best writers and photographers out into the wilderness. We went to an elk hunt out west in Montana. We did a grouse hunt in Montana, a white-tailed deer hunt in Tennessee, a fishing trip in the boundary waters, and a duck hunt in upstate New York. And every adventure took place on federal public land, land that you and I own, land that your audience owns. And, you know, these are the kind of adventures we can all do. And just a great thing about being, you know, an American outdoorsman, that we have this resource, these beautiful wild places to go. So we just kind of wanted to celebrate those and put together something kind of special. And I hope readers like it and agree with us that these are incredible lands and kind of deserve to be celebrated.
Expand a little bit on boundary waters. Does that mean the boundary between the United States and Canada?
Yes, it's a wilderness area in Minnesota, just below Canada.
This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.